Psalm 149. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of the godly. Let Israel be glad in his Maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing, making melody to him with tambourine and lyre. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He adorns the humble with salvation. Let the godly exult in glory. Let them sing for joy on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their throats and two-edged swords in their hands, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the judgment written. This is honor for all his godly ones. Praise the Lord. The previous psalm spoke of creation's role in praising God and executing his decrees. This psalm now turns to speak of his people's role in praising him and executing his decrees. The arresting reminder of this psalm is of how low God's people have been, and often are, combined with how high a role God has destined for them. On the one hand, the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He adorns the humble, that is, the lowly, with salvation. God loves helping the helpless. He delights to draw near to the destitute. It is who he is. On the other hand, consider the lofty calling he has ultimately laid on his people: to execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the judgment written. Truly, as the next line reads, this is honor for all his godly ones. As Christians, we often speak of God's judgment at the end of time, and so we should. But God does not execute this judgment on his own. He summons his people into that judgment. The New Testament even says that we will judge not only the world, but also the angels. Consider who God is in light of this astonishing reality. God takes what is low and ignored by the world, and, as they despair of themselves and cast themselves on Christ for mercy, uses them to judge the cosmos, executing judgment on the kings and rulers of this world. Praise the Lord.
The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers, but some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible, but we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000, enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. Thanks.